It's been a few days since I've done a recording, but what I've done basically is I've brought up the level of feeling, experiencing the $3.6 million in the bank, sitting in the bank, having it, having the $3.6 million. I brought it up to a much higher level of intensity where right now I'm at the edge of being sort of almost confused of whether it's there or not there. I'm sort of on the edge of that. You see, right now, it feels like it's there. And I almost kind of want to go to the bank to look at it. It's kind of an odd feeling. At the same time, I'm feeling kind of out of sorts. Like, partially bored, even though I have many things I could do, I just don't feel like doing any of them. Again, we've had this feeling a few times while creating this, and this time, definitely again, it's because of the intensity of creating the 3.6 million. Actually, not creating, but feeling and experiencing them here. Because with that comes little thoughts of the things I can do with it, the things I can buy with it, and the experiences I can have with those products. Like a windsurfer, or a small boat, or a car, or many other things. As I go to the store, I tend to think, oh, look at that. I can buy that. I can have that. Because I'm putting so much energy into experiences of 3.6 million in the having of them, that when I see an item, I'm now beginning to feel the experience of, I can have that, without having to think on how much is it, can I afford it, should I be spending my money on this and rather than something else. So the thought pattern has changed in accordance to actually having the 3.6 million. And of course, we're not physically, in a three-dimensional world, we're not physically there yet, but I'm beginning more and more to experience it and all the thoughts and feelings and emotions that go with it. Also during the day, like I said, when I see something, I say to myself, well, I can have that. Yeah, I don't need to worry about it being the last of the money. You know, it's sort of like if you have $3,000 saved up and you see something that you like that costs $3,000, well, you can spend it on that, but then you won't have your money anymore. Then you see something else that maybe costs $2,000 and you spend it on that, but then you know, you're down to $1,000 sort of thing. So, in a sense, you can only have one thing in that category, where when you have 3.6 million, you can have 10 or 20 things in that category. So, there's a whole different thinking process. It's an expanded way of thinking. It's more freedom in the thinking and in the ideals of what you can have. And then it comes down more so to what you want, than being firstly what you can afford or have. Because the first thing then that comes to my mind is, what do I really want this? Because there's quite a few objects I find quite nifty in a sense. I would almost buy them, but then I think, well, wait a minute, I don't really want this. I mean, sure, it's kind of neat and all, and it's cute or whatever, but I don't really want it. So the whole thinking pattern has changed. Now, change is disruptive. Always. Especially for me, because I find change disruptive. Even in my thinking, changing my thoughts is kind of disruptive. So, of course, as all this changes, it kind of disrupts my day-to-day feeling of normality or feeling of calmness. There's a bit more nervousness in me. There's a more excitement in me. It's sort of like I want to experience some of more of that, but I can't yet because it's not physically there. So there's sort of, it's like having half your foot in a warm bath. And in a sense, not quite yet being able to put the other foot in. So in order to find some malady, you have to sort of envision the other foot in already, in the bath and warm and so forth. Of course, you see that causes a little bit of a rift. So there's some roughness in this process. And I think that's normal. I think that's just a part of what we go through. So it's important to take a little time and sit quietly and just enjoy the surroundings, the air, the sun, the rain, whatever might be, and just enjoy that to get a little bit of a grounding. Also, I've noticed that it makes me tired. It's quite exhausting. Well, change always is. I mean, change takes a lot of energy. It works heavily on our emotions and so forth. So I've noticed that putting this extra effort I've been putting in to really experiencing the halving of the 3.6 million has sort of drained me a little bit. So I've been sleeping more. Yesterday I napped for 3 hours. And I went to bed earlier. So, you know, there's quite a lot of change. And I think that's important, too, that we get more rest when we're doing this, especially when we feel it, when we need it. So maybe, you know, if we're working and we have a weekend off, maybe we need to spend one of those days sleeping and resting. And I notice sleeping more is better for me, individually, than just resting, because it seems like I need the sleep. During the sleep, I'm not thinking so much, and there's the change works its way in while I'm sleeping much more easily than when I'm awake. So more sleep, naps, you know, afternoon naps or whatever, or even getting up early, doing a little of this creating, and then going back to sleep for a while, an hour or 2 hours. That seems to make a difference too, because I go into the having very seriously, very powerfully, and very emotionally into the having of the 3.6 million, really getting the feeling of it, so that there's a real emotion in me of actually experiencing the having of it. And I still want it to get stronger, much more stronger before I let go and go on to something else. Again, I thought about doing the 50-50, you know, one day, one item, and the next day go back to 3.6 million, then the other day, the next day another item, and back and forth. But right now, I'm feeling so much excitement with it. It's like I want to continue, and as the feeling of having it, as it increases, it gets exciting and it feels good, and I want to do it even more. So I was kind of juggling between making this recording and again going into the feeling of having the 3.6 million, because I find it very exciting, very energizing. Of course, at the end, you know, after a while, it also drains you a bit. So, like I said, I do need to rest or have a nap or something whenever I can squeeze it in or fit it in, or go to bed a little earlier and get up a little earlier, so forth. I've been trying to get up earlier, too, and spend more time that first thing in the morning before I do anything else, because if I get into doing other stuff, then I start thinking about the day more and so forth. I really want to get into it early. That's when I notice it's best. Now I do that right after having a cappuccino, because in the morning I'm sleepy. So I go for a quick walk with Rudy to take him to the bathroom. Then we come back, I make my cappuccino, and I get into it while I'm sipping my cappuccino. And that gives me a bit of a boost in the morning, enough to, you know, that jolt, coffee jolt, gives me enough to get me into this feeling of the 3.6 million, of having them, of experiencing them already here. It's getting very exciting. Now, yesterday I played with the picture of the car that I have on the other side. And I was just playing with it for a few minutes, and I noticed that the feeling of having it came up very quickly. In other words, as I'm expanding my ability to experience my $3.6 million as having them right now, that is actually expanding my ability to do it with anything else. You know, at first I thought that, you know, I do it with the 3.6 million, then I would have to do it again, you know, working just as hard with the next object. But it's coming just as easily with the next object. And I was just only playing with it to see how it would kind of go. But, you know, once you get the knack of bringing up the experience of having something, even before you have it, it really stays with you and expands with any object. So as you switch to another object, I think it's going to become easier and easier. And by the time we do the second object, it'll be easier. And by the time we get on to the third one, it's going to be a piece of cake. And I think as we go, by the time we hit the third one, it's really going to get magical. Because by that time, our ability will, from the point where we are right now, will have increased probably three or four times that. And the more we can experience it, more we can experience as if it's here already, the faster it can actually come. The more the flow of energy to create it opens, and the receiving also. So everything is expanding at a very rapid rate. But I really had to work hard. I mean, really hard at staying with the feeling of having the 3.6 million. Really push myself as if I'm going to the gym and working out. You know, you've done your 10 push-ups and you go, no, today I am doing 20. And you hit 20 and you go, I can do three more. And do three more, and then you try for two more. And then you let go. You know, sort of. So really, you got to get it in there, really push. And I know, I think I've said in the past not to push too hard, but I think there is a point where a person really does, because otherwise you don't get past that little bit of resistance. I think you got to push past it and then let go. Push past it and then let go. So it's exactly like working out. You work hard, push, push, push. You know, get in there, go a little further, go an extra little bit further, and an extra little bit, and then let go. And that, I think, is where it's really kicking in. And as I think about that, it's that way with most everything in life. I mean, if you wanted to do jogging, you know, or marathons, you gotta push. You gotta push a little harder and then break and rest. And let your muscles rebuild and strengthen and then push again. So, I think we need to do it, get the intensity way up there and then let go. And I mostly just did it in the morning. And I played with it a little bit in the afternoon and a little bit in the evening, but just very lightly. Just to reinforce the feeling and remind myself. But it's in the morning where I really worked out with it, where I really got it in there. And I did not stop until I had increased it from the day before. And then, of course, the next day, increased it again. Now this morning I've been slacking off a little bit, and because I was feeling a little out of sorts, so I played with it a little bit, but just quite couldn't get there. So I should have stuck with it. I should have not let go, just stay with it. But you know, I slept in, so I was behind in time. So I said, okay, well now it's interfering with everything else that needs to be done. So I said, okay, well, I'll get my main chores done, take a shower, get stuff done that I'm supposed to get done. Got that stuff done, not everything, but the important stuff. And now I'm back to it. So I said, okay, I'll do my recording. I'll record this before I forget. And then now I'm going to do it. I'm going to sit here. I don't care if it takes an hour. Like, really, I'm hungry. I'd like to have some lunch, but there's not going to be no lunch. There's not going to be no snack. There's not going to be no juice, no nothing, till we have felt it as if it's here and increased it from last time, from yesterday. We have to expand beyond it. That's all there's to it. Period. Then maybe tonight, you know, I'll look at the card a little bit and just very lightly look at it, just to remind myself. I just look at it in a very happy way, saying, this is a very joyous thing that I'm doing here, because I'm doing this for myself, to increase my life, to increase the joy in my life, to make myself better. And I think everything else will be better also. And by that, also the people around me will live a better life. So this whole experience is really a joyous one. And I see, you know, a real happy future for it. Even if the 3.6 million didn't come right away, it doesn't really matter. Because I'm getting such a good sense of this. I'm getting such a strong creating feeling that as this improves, I will be creating things faster and faster and faster and faster. So it's all very, very exciting. And again, I think it's like working out in a gym, but it's just in a gym. That's just a very good example because, you know, you go to the gym and if you just kind of play there with the weights, you're not going anywhere, you don't see any difference, you don't feel any growth. But once you start noticing growth and you're pushing yourself and you're noticing that growth, and you're noticing the improvement and the expansion, well, then it gets excited because you can really feel the future improving. You know, so as long as we keep that improvement going, each time improve a little bit, each time push a little more, each time improve it more, get the feeling more, stronger, and so forth. And then deal with the rest of it. And yeah, there's going to be some up and downs in life. Like I said, I'm feeling them. I'm bored. I'm a little more restless and stuff. But you know what? I'm willing to deal with that for this outcome. I'm willing to accept those conditions for right now because I know my life is improving. My joy is improving. I think my health through this is improving. My strength is improving. My excitement for just living every day is improving. I just look forward to each and every day much more from this process. So it really has a lot of benefits. And the little ups and downs and the little crankiness that's coming about, that's okay, the heck with that. So what? You know, if you stay in the same rut your whole life, there's a lot of crankiness you're going to get from that too, and a lot of depression and nervousness. So we get a little bit of it on the improvement level. A few doubts slip in here and there. So what? That's fine. As long as we stay focused on that we are going to do it, and we can. We know we can. There's no doubt about that. When and how it exactly comes, who cares? We're already getting to the point where we're experiencing it. We're already getting the feeling of having it. which in itself is already an improvement. And being this is such a big one, you know, 3.6 million compared to maybe some of the other things that we'll do, I think the other things are going to be like lickety-split easy. And yet, I can see when I do this car, I can see that I'm going to be able to expand it, improve it even more. It's going to be very exciting. I'm very excited for this. And I'm really excited because I'm hoping that other people will join in. And, you know, if many other people join in and do this and have the success with it, it's going to be so much fun. And so exciting to see so many people improving their lives and having fun with it. And it's going to be a real feeling of community, of togetherness, you know, as we're all improving at our own pace. Letting it be our own pace and for the things that we want, each one having different ideas of what they want and want to experience, and we each allowing the other person to flow with the flow as for what's best for them, creating for them what's best for them. Yep, it's going to be exciting. I hope the rest of you are just as excited.